As part of our series of podcasts accompanying the launch of Control Risk Risk Map 2014 publication, today I'm speaking with Lucy Jones, Control Risk Lead Analyst for Egypt. Lucy, last week saw the approval of a new constitution. Do you think this is a step on the road to political stability in Egypt?
Well, the constitution is the first stage of a military roadmap back to civilian rule. The next steps are probably going to be presidential elections, then parliamentary polls, probably within the next 6 months, but these timeframes could slip. So the earliest that we would have a government in place would be August. There is a lot of optimism in Egypt, particularly among the middle class and the business community, that this is the beginning of a new phase and that a strong leader will take office and stabilise the security situation with an economic revival automatically following from that. Our view is rather more cautious. We're concerned that this is an overly rosy scenario. The reasons for that are that the main causes of the 2011 uprising remain unaddressed. And the current political process excludes the country's largest political party, which is a factor that is very unlikely to lead to a stable political outcome. There's a clear sense of exhaustion and frustration with the chaos of the last 3 years and a desire to return to the old system because of its safety and predictability. But the underlying dynamics of the system have changed, so it's very unlikely that the old system would have the same results if people tried to reimpose it.
Okay, and the military, they've played a leading role both in the removal of President Morsi and subsequently. Do you think this is all leading to Army Chief General Sisi becoming the next president?
Well, the referendum in January was viewed by many as a referendum not on the new constitution, but really on the military's removal of the former president. And the leader of the army made comments just beforehand suggesting that he would run for president if the public asked him to. So the approval rate of those who voted in the referendum was 98%. But really that's because those who opposed it just didn't vote. They boycotted the vote. The turnout figure is therefore a bit more important, and that was only 38%. So it wasn't a ringing endorsement that the military was looking for. And those figures are an important reminder that the population is not just split between pro-Muslim Brotherhood and pro-army camps. There's a lot of people who are in between the two and not particularly enthusiastic about either of those. So the army is very aware that if General Sisi was to become president, he would obviously become focus for criticism because conditions are so difficult and any future government will really struggle to address them. But we do believe that on balance, they will decide that having Sisi as president is the best option for them in the current situation. So we do expect him ultimately to run for the presidency and to win.
Okay, and this must have been extremely unsettling these last 3 years for organisations with investments in the country. I mean, you were in the country in Cairo last week. The organisations that you're speaking to, are they reassured? And do you think they should be reassured that agreements they may reach now won't be revisited in the future?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, a new government is not going to be in place until August at the earliest. So the situation with regard to government decision-making and policy decisions remains very unsettled, which is a huge problem for foreign investors. Decisions made now could be revisited later this year or next year. So it really depends on the nature of the business. People with very long time frames are more able to sit this out. People who are operating on much shorter project times, it's much harder for them to deal with this situation. We're also concerned that the election period coming up might see an increase in nationalist rhetoric, and foreign businesses could become a target of that. There's been a lot of nationalistic posturing, and in the past, a tendency to blame problems on outsiders.
And if we turn to the security environment, will militant attacks decrease once a new government is in place in August? What's the level of threat to commercial targets?
Well, there's been a substantial increase in the pace and the geographical spread of militant attacks since the removal of the former president in July 2013. We expect the frequency of attacks at the very least to remain the same, or more likely actually increase further, because the clampdown on the Muslim Brotherhood has alienated many of its supporters who feel completely excluded from the political process. Not all of these will go and take up arms, but certainly a proportion have already been radicalised. And we've already seen a pattern of people joining up with more radical networks. So we'd expect that situation to persist. At the moment, the targeting is very much directed at security forces and police. But there have also been a few incidents against commercial targets, and this is something that we'll be watching very closely for the rest of 2014.
Okay, thanks, Lucy. We'll have to finish there. This is one of a series of recordings we'll be releasing over the coming weeks and months discussing the outlook for key investment markets. You'll be able to find and subscribe to them by searching for Control Risks on iTunes. Additional risk map analysis is available via our website, www.controlrisks.com.